When Hollywood boards a pirated ship, the captain has to be the hero.
This is Mask, Alabama.
Our position is 2 degrees 2 north by 49 degrees 19 east. Our course is 180, our speed is 17 knots.
We have two skiffs approaching at a distance of 1.5 miles with a possible mothership following.
Potential piracy situation.
Copy, Alabama. You should alert your crew, get your fire hoses ready, and follow lockdown procedures.
Tom Hanks is Captain Phillips, playing the captain of a cargo ship taken over by Somali pirates. There was no Jack Sparrow character in that film about a true story of Somali piracy. But when filmmakers from the guerrilla journalist channel Vice boarded a pirate ship to produce a feature film about an imaginary piracy incident, all of the characters, you might say, were Jack Sparrow. The story was told completely from the perspective of the Somali pirates.
But then I did it.
These waters are my home. My father fished here, and his father before that. No other clans fish in these waters. But now, our nets are coming up empty.
That's Abdi, acting in the new film, Fishing Without Nets.
When I was 12 years old, my father went to sea and never came back.
Where are they?
I searched and searched, but I never found him. He died trying to feed our family. A man is not a man until he can feed his children. Only death can stop me from feeding mine.
The filmmakers' advice wanted to tell a story of how desperation and poverty in Somalia leads young men to fish in the international shipping lanes for something more than just food on the table. Qatar Hodian is the director of Fishing Without Nets, which opens in limited release this weekend. Qatar's film is an authentic and freshly visual treatment of a story we never see, the hopelessness and determination of young Somalis.
I became really interested in Somali piracy in 2008. I was just fascinated with this topic in a way I'd never been interested in really anything in my life before. Originally, I'd been thinking of kind of doing something like a Traffic or The Wire, where you kind of saw every angle of the story. You know, you saw the sailors, you saw the shipping company, you know, owners, you saw the negotiations, you saw the people dropping off the money, just people laundering money, just every angle of it seemed really interesting to me. But the thing I kept coming back to was the pirates. And that was the storyline that I really was most fascinated by. You know, who would do this and why would they do it? And kind of what did the inner workings of that look like?
Talk about the hostages. I mean, there's no Captain Phillips here. This is very much faceless, nameless characters who get caught up in this piracy and in what is essentially a kind of a hopeless attempt to get money.
Yeah, the idea was that in 2009 and 2010, there were hundreds and hundreds of hostages in Somalia. It wasn't a dozen. It was hundreds of people. And many of them would go be held there for 24 months, 36 months, like a really, really long period of time. And they were almost kind of forgotten. And I thought that was kind of the dynamic that I was most attracted to was not when there's the big rescue, but when there's a misunderstanding in terms of how valuable the ship and the goods and the hostages are, and what happens when you capture a ship that's actually not worth what you thought. The quagmire that sort of follows is what we were really trying to aim at it. And I think that was going to be a more clear way of showing kind of the issues and of the pirates.
Well, and the reality. The reality of the
situation.
Is this a collision of two worlds that just cannot even begin to understand each other?
I think it's a collision of two worlds, but I do think there is some mutual understanding. And I think we go into it a little bit in the movie of seeing sort of the main character of the Abdi and the hostage's character is named Victor. The two of them kind of – they have a connection, but I was taken just in reading many, many, many things about piracy, but particularly there's a British couple named the Chandlers who were held for over a year, and their relationship, how it evolved with their captors was something that I looked really closely at in terms of You want to understand why your captor is doing this.
There's also this quality, and it seems to come from your interest in this story to begin with, that everybody kind of wants to be a pirate. there's a certain, whether we're talking about, you know, Bluebeard or whether we're talking about these Somali pirates, these actors really get into this.
Yeah, they do. And that's what is the spine of the movie, which is the cast that we assembled who had never been in a film before in their life. We kind of came in out of nowhere and cast Somalis who were living in and around Mombasa, Kenya. They got so into it and they got so kind of caught up in the whole creative process that I sort of cringe when I see them referred to as non-actors, because after just a little bit of time, they completely embodied the characters, but they also got into the process and really were incredible contributors. And you know, we did, it was quite a long shoot. And you know, by the end of it, I can't call them non-actors. It was their first film, but they are 100% actors, and they really got into it. And their excitement fed my excitement, you know.
You know, beyond acting, you went into this project with a lot of questions about what is the Somali perspective. What is it that's in these young men when they try to do this?
You know, when you're faced with real desperation, what you see is persistence, which is you can't, when it's really all odds are against you, you have to do everything that you can to survive, and that kind of being worn down by that over and over and over, I think, can really lead you to doing something extreme. You do anything to make a buck, and you do anything to feed your family, and there's nothing more important than that. So you do whatever that takes.
Does Abdi, in his desperation, hold on to his dignity, or does he lose it in that? Because that's really, you know, the question for so many of these characters, because there is a desperation.
Yeah, you know, I think he holds on to it, and I think it's about hope. I think it's probably about hopelessness as well. But I think it's the pursuit of trying to elevate your life. And I think it's a simple story of a guy with hope despite having sort of all odds against him.
Carter Hodierin is the director of Fishing Without Nets, the first fictional film from Vice Films. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.